If John Brown did not end the war that ended slavery, he did at least begin the war that ended slavery. If we look over the dates, places, and men for which this honor is claimed, we shall find that not Carolina, but Virginia, not Fort Sumter, but Harper's Ferry and the Arsenal, not Colonel Anderson, but John Brown began the war that ended American slavery and made this a free republic. Until that blow was struck, the prospect of freedom was dim, shadowy, and uncertain. The irrepressible conflict was one of words, votes, and compromises. When John Brown stretched forth his arm, the sky was cleared.
After the Civil War, with the federal government enforcing the 14th and 15th Amendments of the Constitution, guaranteeing the right to vote to black people, African Americans were elected to governing bodies throughout the South. But after a few years of what might be called radical Reconstruction, the political and business interests of the North made a deal with those of the South to withdraw federal power and allow the white South to have its way. Henry McNeil Turner, elected to the state legislature of Georgia, was expelled by that body in 1872. But before he left, he addressed his colleagues.